Hello, I'm Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist, and welcome to today's Franchise Minute. Today's topic is automotive franchises, and if you're new to joining us, here's the format. We're going to watch a 60-second video on today's topic, and then we're going to open it up to live Q&A. So depending on the social media platform you're joining us on, you'll either type your questions into the chat box or the comments section, and I'll do my best to answer your questions and provide the information you came here for. So thank you for joining us. We'll begin in just a moment. Hi, I'm Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist, and today's Franchise Minute topic is automotive franchises. People are concerned about the economy, so I'm focusing on steady Eddie franchises. These are businesses, I call them dull and normal, but they do great no matter what's happening in the economy. Let's look at the average age of the vehicle in America. It's over 12 years old. For automotive businesses, that means money in the bank. For decades, I've used quick oil change shops, automotive repair garages, automobile detailing, car washes, and auto parts stores. And so have you and millions of other people. So remember, as owner of this type of business, your role is not to work on the vehicles. You'll hire the technicians who know how to do that. Your role as owner is to grow and manage the business. I'm Anna Wiles, the Franchise Economist. Contact me to discover the franchise that's right for you. Okay, now it's time for us to have live Q&A. Put your questions into the chat box or comment section. I'll be glad to answer your questions on automotive franchises. Okay, the first question that we have is, what are typical automotive franchises and are there any new ones out there? I think we're really familiar with all of the, if anyone who's had a car, you're pretty much going to be familiar with the typical automotive franchises. They are a staple in franchising. So things like gas stations and quick oil chains and changes and car washes, specialty garages, full service garages, towing services. I've used them all, tire stores, auto parts stores. I've used them all over the years. Windshield replacement, fixing dinks and scratches on a car, those detailing services, they're just really wonderful. I'm trying to think. Those are typical, but where there's innovation is the adaption of technology that these franchise concepts are using, so they create operational efficiencies and cost effectiveness. So they become as low cost as possible to produce or provide a service to a car owner. And that certainly helps the ROI, the return on investment and the profit margin. And also another big area of innovation with automotive franchises and frankly all franchises is the use of marketing, savvy marketing techniques and strategies online, on the social media platforms, through their websites. It's just really amazing where people can go online, schedule appointments for their vehicle and that sort of thing. So even though these are the tried and true franchise concepts in automotive service, maintenance, and repair, it also has, they continue to provide application of technology and innovation to keep ahead of the curve and reduce cost and attract people to the businesses. So very good question there. What is the number one mistake people make in selecting an automotive franchise? Well, I can use a real world example of someone named Larry that I helped. Larry was just a car nut. He and his wife both were just really fanatics. And they belong to at least one, if not more, car clubs, and they just were big enthusiasts. Larry got to the point where he was done with the corporate world and he wanted to own his own business, and an automotive franchise was very high on his list. Well, we had a consultation. I built his business model based on his preferences as a business owner, and that includes things like the role that he plays in the business, the hours that he works, the location type he has, who he wants his customers to be, who he wants his employees to be, and that sort of thing. Well, Larry got into the business highly excited, as was his wife. And then about 2 years later, Larry gave me a call and he was just miserable. God bless him, he mistook his avocation with his vocation. He took his hobby and the thing he was passionate about, which was cars, and made that his business. And it just did not work out well for him at all. I asked him, where the disconnect was. And Larry told me, one, he did not like the people that he worked with. He did not like his employees. And two, he did not like his customers. It's a very different experience to talk to car enthusiasts about antique cars and cool cars and fixing up cars and that sort of thing. And then it's a totally different thing having employees that he needed to lead and motivate as the owner of the business. He came from the corporate world, a white collar job, and he'd never managed and led a team of blue collar workers. So that challenge was really difficult for him as he became a business owner. And people coming to him to fix their cars, have their cars repaired, was a very different experience than just talking up cars. So I just use Larry as a good example of just because you're passionate about what the business sells, that is no guarantee for success as a business owner in that area. Does that make sense? So it's not passion about what the business sells that's important, everyone. What's important is having passion about how you spend your time on a regular basis and who you're spending your time with and what you're doing during that time. That's what you need to be passionate about. He was not passionate about hearing people come to them with complaints about their car and that sort of thing. Okay. So let that be a good example to go by. Focus on your skills, the role you're going to play in the business, and who you want to spend your time with. All right. All right. Another good question is, what automotive franchises are hot now? Well, they're ones that cater to two things. One, convenience. So you're going to see automotive services, specialty garages, quick oil change, car washes, those sorts of things out in the suburbs near to where people live and shop. So convenience, any automotive franchise that makes it convenient for a car owner to get their vehicle serviced or repaired or the tires changed or whatever it is, that is going to be hot. And then the second thing is anything with repair and maintenance of vehicles is going to be hot, given that the average age of the car on the road in America is over 12 years old. Okay, that is just money in the bank, as I said during the video. So think about those things. And of course, another part of the convenience are automotive repair franchises that have become mobile. There's even a mobile car wash where it will come to a large parking lot. It could be outside of a large business or, say, a hospital complex like that, or even a mall, and wash the cars as they sit in the parking lot while people are at work or while they're shopping. They set up tents and they actually don't even use water. It's a waterless car wash. They use chemical sprays that are just a amazing. I won't go into the chemistry of it, but it's certainly very green. It's way less expensive than the traditional brick and mortar car wash, and that's just another example of the innovation and creativity that's going on in the automotive space, in addition to the technology advances. Okay. So a last question before we go is, what kind of money do you need for an automotive franchise? Well, I'm going to give you two answers. Service franchises that don't have a fixed brick and mortar location, they will have a lower investment level than obviously a retail location. So, many of these service-based automotive repair or maintenance businesses can be home-based. They can be run owner-operator with maybe no employees or one or two or a handful of part-time workers. As the business grows, more people can be added at that point. Those may require around $50,000 to $75,000 of liquid capital that's non-financed, and a net worth of about $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000. And then for brick and mortar, there's going to be a higher investment level, as you can imagine, at least $100,000, maybe $125,000 to $150,000 liquid capital, non-financed money, and then a net worth of anywhere from $350,000 to $500,000, somewhere in there. But if you want to talk to me about your own personal financial situation, just reach out to me and I'll be glad to discuss options that fit your wallet. Okay. Well, that's it. We're out of time today. Thank you so much for joining us. Do come back next Wednesday at 11:30 when we will be talking about children-related franchises. Join us next week for Children-Related Franchises. I'm Anna Wilds, the Franchise Economist.